Now, back to the heavy hitters.
Hey, guys. Oh, big gulps, huh?
On the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM.
Well, see you later.
And InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back into the Frank and Helen's Pizzeria Studios. The Blues lost to Anaheim last night 2-1. The loss ends a five-game winning streak. They play in San Jose tonight at 10:30 Eastern. The Blues are still 4 points up on the Los Angeles Kings for the final wildcard spot in the West. Adam Jones hit a tying home run leading off the eighth inning, and Eric Hosmer added a two-run shot three batters later as the United States rallied to beat Venezuela 4-2 on Wednesday night in the second round of the World Baseball Classic. And finally, Shaquille O'Neal has bought new furniture for the family of a five-year-old Atlanta girl who survived a dog attack that left another child dead. WAGA-TV reports Sierra Sanders returned home this week after being hospitalized since January 17th. Sanders and a six-year-old Logan Bratz were walking to a bus stop when they were attacked by two dogs. Bratz died from his injuries. The dog's owners have been charged with involuntary manslaughter and reckless conduct.
Shaq always does charitable stuff like that all the time. A lot of people don't know that about Shaq, but he really does.
Shaq's a good dude.
He actually is.
Looks
he's
like
a good
Buster
dude.
Douglas.
He's a big boy.
He kind of does look like Buster Douglas.
He's gotten a little more round now, but that just makes him look even bigger now that he's tall and a little bit more bigger.
And the amazing thing is that like sometimes when you're watching TV, Shaq will be in every commercial. He's in the General Insurance commercial. He's in the
I love the Buick commercials. Like Shaq, you cannot fit
in
that
Shaq's
Buick.
Shaq's sitting in the back seat of that Buick.
They got to pull out all the seats. But it's like Hightower and Police Academy.
Thank you. I was getting ready to say that. Gold Bond Medicare or the Gold Bond lotion. Shaq's in that commercial. The Icy Hot.
Isn't he in?
He's
some
in
kind
that
of,
one too.
Shaving or gel or some kind
well,
of.
Well, that's the lotion one.
Okay.
Yeah, the Gold Bond.
Does
one.
Does he do an erectile dysfunction?
I don't think so.
Not yet.
You're not going to see too many athletes who are going to jump on board that one.
What do you think he masturbates?
Other than Jimmy Johnson.
Hey, Peyton Manning might do that, maybe.
What record do you think he masturbates to?
That's a good question. Probably his own.
Probably his own?
Yeah.
Shaq Diesel?
Yeah. Slam! Yeah, it's probably
that one. Speaking of that Blues game, I know it was a loss, but Ivan Barbashev, 3 goals.
Barbashev.
Guess how many goals Laterra has? He has 6. Just gonna say
since
the guy
2013
the guy that Mr. Barbashev set out for at least 3-4 games while Laterra skated like Titanic on the ice, and he has half as many goals as Laterra. Captain Worthless, $4.7 million. Just an update on Laterra. He sucks.
Text coming in. You guys, I want a nickname. Kyler416 isn't working for me. Sign the guy that provides you with a topic about romancing yourself. So
there you go.
We'll think about one here.
And really, a connection. Yeah, we're going to have Clay on and Clay Byersdorfer.
Yeah, he'll be here in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, him and Kyle write for the same site. Kyle is very good. I'm going to have him on one time. He can talk Cardinal minors and majors in the same conversation. He's very
from the 618 at a medium pace by Adam Sandler. Probably the funniest Adam Sandler song is at a medium pace.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Maybe right up there with Piece of Bleep Car.
Can't say I know any of his tunes.
Oh, his songs are funny.
I know the Hanukkah song and the turkey
yeah,
song.
Yeah, Hanukkah.
Not know any of his songs.
Oh, the other ones are hysterical. They're so funny. Like, here's the weird thing. Like, I can't stand Adam Sandler movies. But if you give me one of his comedy CDs, a lot of it will make me laugh.
Even the good ones, like the old like Big Daddy,
no,
that's
he hates
good
him.
Stuff.
We had this conversation. He was like,
Lately, the last 10 years, he's pretty much cashed him. But Big Daddy is hilarious.
He's the same in every
Billy Madison.
Movie.
Well, but
and
for
Happy
some
Gilmore.
Scripts, though, that works, though. It just depends if you overdo it. Now it's like, you know, it's all he does.
Is Lunch Lady Land on one of his CDs, or is that just strictly a set?
No, that's one of the CDs.
Really?
Nice. Yeah, that's Piece of Bleep Car's really funny at a medium pace, and that texter was suggesting. That one's really funny. Yes, his CDs are hysterical, but his movies I can do without. From Ironhead, well, at least I got more of a conversation out of you guys than most of them. It was just a little test that I ran, and it worked, and well, it worked. Good show, boys. Keep it up. Thank you, Ironhead, and 314 sending a smooches.
Who needs a new nickname?
Kyle,
Kyler 416. He isn't happy.
He is on Twitter at that same handle, Kyler 416. His name is Kyle Reese.
How about
Twitter.
Willie Wankit?
Willie. Oh, okay.
I'll
DM that right now.
Yeah, Willie Wankit. There you go, Kyler 416. Willie Wankit.
Keeping me on my toes.
And on something else. So the Blues head north into Northern California to San Jose tonight into the Shock Tank. To take on San Jose, what can we expect out of this team tonight? Is it going to be maybe kind of a little bit of a a lackluster, slow-paced Blues team because second game of a back-to-back coming off a kind of a disappointing loss against Anaheim last night.
They finished well last night. They just got started a little bit late, and it would have been a tie game if Jay Bowerster didn't pass the puck into the middle of the ice off his skate to another duck, and they scored the goal, which turned out to be the difference in the game.
Carter Hutton is expected to start tonight.
That's probably not a bad idea.
This is probably the toughest game. I will say it right now. This is the toughest game of their last 13 games. There's 13 games left in the season before tonight's game. This is the toughest game they have on the road against the 42-20-7 Sharks. Probably the toughest game they're going to play the rest of the season. But then after this, guys, it's Arizona Coyotes and Colorado Avalanche the rest of the
season. And then they come home to face Vancouver?
Yes, Vancouver. Yeah.
I got a question for you, though. Do you not like Jay Bomeister and Yori Lehtera?
I think that's confirmed. I don't like him.
Is that established?
Lehtera is awful. I keep waiting for them to remove that anchor or piano that he has tied to his waist when he's out there on the ice. He's easily the Blues' slowest skater.
He had a great 3 months. He joined the team in 2014-15 season. Great 3 months, and then all of a sudden after that season, Doug, bad contract, Armstrong said, let's give you a 3-year fat contract, and now he looks slow. He brings other players down, but Jay Bomeister is not on the level of worthlessness of the Terra, but he is kind of a guy who also got a contract when he was 30 years old because he was supposedly an Iron Man and he broke down. Now he's really just a shade of his former self, but he gives a little bit more of the team, except for when he passes the puck in the middle of the ice.
Again, it's because he eats wings with Tarasenko. I keep trying to tell you guys.
I'm telling you, he's soft.
That's all it takes.
He's soft as baby poo. Jay Bomeister.
Really? No, I was talking about Lehtera.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, but Lehtera needs to just go away. I hope they make him available and the Golden Knights GM gets drunk and just says, I'll take Lehtera from the Blues.
Could happen.
It could happen. Please take him. Please. I mean, I will drive him to Las Vegas.
Patrick, as you pointed out, the Blues are 4 points ahead of the Los Angeles Kings for the second wild card spot. 3 points behind the Edmonton Oilers, who are currently ahead of them for the first wild card spot. Let's see, Nashville. Nashville did not play last night. So there was a good chance that the Blues could have gone to third in the Central had they capitalized on that.
Yeah, they're still behind them, but also the Kings are now not 5 points, they're 4 points behind the Blues. So they kind of stretched that a little bit too. So this is a game where, you know, they could take this game. That sets them up really, really nicely for the rest of the season, especially the rest of the month.
If I'm the team playing Edmonton in the first round, I'm worried. And
it's
if
a
I'm their fans,
team.
I'm worried. They're hungry.
Team.
They're young.
Nothing's expected.
Playing with house money.
Nothing. And also, they have talent. They have a lot of young talent. That's almost like the Maple Leafs getting in the East. Maple Leafs are stacked with young talent. They have like the youngest roster in the NHL.
Exciting stuff.
It really is. I mean, we're getting down to it, guys. 13 games left. I mean, this is it. I mean, the Blues right now, it's the Blues and Edmonton. You know, 77 points for the Blues, 81 points for Edmonton. The LA is 73. Winnipeg's got 67, even though they'll probably beat the Blues again.
Don't say that.
I'm telling you, man, they have the Blues number. They get one more shot at them. And Nashville's got 79 points.
Like the way everything's shaping up, though, for St. Louis is about as good as it's going to get.
Yeah.
Like you keep pointing out, Dan, you get 3 games against Arizona. You get 3 games against Colorado. They're going to probably be in packet-in mode. They're going to be already thinking about
where they want to play spoiler.
Yeah. They could be, but more than likely, I mean, hockey's one of those brutal sports where everything starts to hurt.
You got to be thinking about golf. I mean, it could be the thing where if you face these bad teams, it could be a reverse effect. These teams might want to just, you know, come out kind of like the teams, the Reds, that against the Cardinals in August.
Like Patrick just said, I mean, looking to play spoiler, that could be that too. But
because right now, they could do that. Because, I mean, the Blues, all the Blues have to do, I imagine 91 points will get you in the playoffs. So all they have to do is win 7 of their final 13 games, and they're in.
Speaking of spoiler, Buffa, who did you pick between Xavier and Marilyn?
I think you lit it on fire.
Xavier has extended the lead by 9 with 7 minutes left. Yeah. Did you pick Maryland?
I picked Maryland. You guys are just picking on me now. This is fun.
I got to keep you updated.
Good. Yeah, I know. Good. Yeah, I picked Maryland.
From the 314, what about Yaskin? What about Yaskin? I hope Las Vegas takes him. He's a softy for a big guy.
You know, but he doesn't. He costs the team about maybe $400,000. I mean, that's the kind of guy that's got time to grow and he doesn't cost you, they could take him, but I'd rather they take blindly take either Bo Worster or Laterra.
But what are the odds of that happening, though?
20%.
Slim and none.
They'll probably want to, let's say, who will the Blues really expose in that draft next year? Will they do a guy like Yashkin? They won't do Steen, even though he's got a big contract. He's getting older. Laterra, I mean, I wonder how many players can you protect? I wonder. Giamatti? Is there a rule how many players that the hockey team can protect in this year's draft when the Vegas, the Golden Knights select
their
team?
So your two favorite players, Laterra is a -5, Bomeister's a -4.
Now Laterra has 19 points, right? Still, is that where he has six goals?
That is correct. Yaskin is a +3
because I checked back in like December on his points.
Laterra hasn't played the past few games, too, correct?
He has not. He has spent the last three games, he has been watching from the best spot where he has to in the rink, and the arena is from the press box, eating, like, you know, snacks in a suit.
Clubs will have two options for players they wish to protect in the expansion draft. 7 forwards, 3 defensemen, and 1 goaltender.
Oh, wow.
8 skaters and 1 goaltender. All players have currently effective continuing no-movement clauses at the time of the expansion draft.
So you're going to protect Tarasenko, Petrangelo, Allen, they'll protect Allen. Pareko will probably protect him.
For sure.
What's that, 2 defensemen?
Edmondson,
Fabry. I mean, that's another guy coming off an injury.
Plus, all first and second year professionals, as well as all unsigned draft choices, will be exempt from the selection.
Laterra, go ahead.
Please. Take our jump, please.
Blake Armstrong, relative of Doug Armstrong. Your relative signed the guy. He could be good if he gets to warmer weather where he can suck there.
Take our junk in while you're working your junk. What album do you listen to while you're doing that? You can still text that in at 855-282-8255. And we're going to take a commercial break. Clay Byersdorfer from RedbirdDaily.com. He's getting ready to join us here in studio at the Frank and Helen's Pizzeria Studios, a St. Louis staple, according to the RFT, Frank and Helen's Pizzeria, 8111 Olive Boulevard in St. Louis. You're listening to the Heavy Hitters, and we are live from the Frank and Helen's Pizzeria Studios, right here on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. I'm a fan.